Next week, remember, it's Cantonese.
下周我们的聚会呢，将是与广东话进行。
So we try to have a Cantonese interpretation every time when there is a fifth Sunday.
好，那么如果每个月呢有第五个主日呢，我们会在那个主日用广东话来证道，哦，翻译。
And the reason for that is because I'm Hakka.
那个原因呢，是因为牧师本身他也是是客家人。
I wish there was a Hakka.Service.
他希望他说我希望我们可以有一种客家人的那种语言的
Hallelujah. Amen. You see, you need to know Hakka when you get to heaven.
我们要可能连那个客家话就方言都要知道。
Because when you see Peter,
那见到彼得的时候
you have to speak Hakka.
可能你要用客家话跟彼得沟通。
And you say to you, why should I let you into heaven?
然后他说：“为什么我会让你进入天堂呢
？”And then you say, 因为我信耶稣。
因为我信耶稣。
Amen.
我居然听懂了。
Amen.
给蒙会了。
Today I want to talk to you about a very important subject.
今天我跟大家分享是一个很重要的一个主题。
All of us need to build an altar.
我们每个人都要建立一个祭坛。
Sometimes we don't have a breakthrough in our lives and we constantly face difficulty is because we don't build an altar to the Lord.
很多时候因为我们的生命当中持续没有突破在遇到不同的困难是因为我们的生命中没有给主建这个祭坛。
You see, the most important thing in your house is the place that you pray.
那么在我们家中最重要的地方是我们祷告的地方。
That is your altar.
那就是你给主的一个殿
一个
坛。
That is where you fellowship with the Lord.
也是我们跟主团契的地方。
And that is where you go when you are in trouble.
也是当我们遇到困难的时候，我们来呼求主的地方。
Whenever I'm in trouble, I know where to go.
当我自己遇到困难的时候，我知道我要去哪里。
I go to my altar where I pray to God.
我来到我与神的这个坛前来与神祷告。
And this is illustrated very importantly in the book of Judges.
那么在士师记当中讲得非常的明白。
Okay.The book of Judges is a book when Israel, just before they had a king.
那么这个士师记是发生在以色列人。
This could be the key to your success.
我们现在面对的失败可能是我们下一个成功的一个关键。
Your failures could be the key to your success.
我们现在的一个失败可能会成为我们下一个成功的一个关键。
Sometimes we have to fail in order to see.Sometimes we have to fail in order to see.
很多时候我们可能是在失败当中我们才可以看见。
Do we really think about God?
是让我们看到我们是不是真的是在顾念神。
Sometimes our success is a trap. It keeps us away from God.
相反来看我们遇到一些成功可能会成为一种陷阱让我们可以更远离神了。
And that's why sometimes...Failure could be the key to our success.
所以为什么有时候失败也会成为我们下一个成功的一个关键
Amen. And so we come to the story of Gideon.
那我们看到基甸的一个故事，基甸的故事。
The story of Gideon is in chapter 6 of Judges.
那么是在史诗记的第六章讲到这个故事。
Israel sinned against God.
以色列呢又冒犯了神，向神犯罪。
And God allowed the Midianites and the Amalekites.To oppress them.
然后呢，神让米甸人和亚玛利人来攻击他们。
And so we read in verse 3, For whenever the Israelites planted crops, the Midianites and the Amalekites and the people of the east would come up against them.
这里史诗记六章三节讲，每当以色列人撒种之后呢，米甸、亚玛利和东边的人都上来攻打他们。
So Israel...Wants to grow crops.
所以以色列的百姓呢，他们想种一些庄稼。
It's like we want to do well in life.
就好像我们的生命中，我们想做好。
We want to get a job.
我们想有一份找到一份工作。
We want to start a business.
我们想开始一份生意。
Or we want our family to improve.
或者我们想我们家庭的环境有改善。
And so we sow seeds.
所以我们开始撒种。
Into our education, we invest our money.
我们在教育上在各方面我们做投资
And we try to be good parents to our children.
然后我们呢常识对于我们的孩子来说我们做一个好的父母
That's what Israelite wanted to do just purely just to grow some crops raise some animals
就像这里以色列的百姓他们想做就是撒种想种收成一些庄稼。
But every time the Midianites and the Amalekites comes up against them.
但是每次他们这样做的时候那个仇敌米甸人亚玛力人就要上来攻打他们。
Every single time when you want to do something, the devil seems to come along and attack you.
就好像每次我们想尝试做一些事情的时候总是有仇敌的攻击我们
And no matter what you do you fail every time
不过你做什么好像都总是失败
And it continues like this year after year
可能这样的状态持续年复一年的持续下去
And so we try to bind we try to break through we try to do all kinds of things we try to repent of our ancestral cursesEverything, but nothing works.
可能我们尝试用各样的做各样属灵的征战，我们捆绑我们那些这些悔改那些咒诅，但是好像都不奏效。
And we don't know why this is happening.
我们也不知道为什么这样的光景
不断的
发生。
We don't know why.
每次当我们不知道为什么的时候
，Don't let somebody tell you why.
也不要让别人尝试听别人讲给你解释你的情况。
Unless it's revealed by God.
除非是从神来的启示
Don't blame your ancestors.
也不要去怪罪你的祖先是好像是祖先的一个咒诅
We just don't know why.
很多时候我们就是不知道为什么会发生
It could be something that I did wrong or something I didn't do wrong.
可能是我做错的事情可能是跟我根本都没有关系的一些事情
But the evidence is every time when I try to do something something kills it.
但是那个 证据就是每次我要做什么的时候总不成功
Microphone, okay, yeah?
No, it's not mine.
Okay. Verse 4 says, they would encamp against them and devour the produce of the land as far as Gaza and leave no substance in Israel and no sheep or ox or donkey.
然后第四节对着他们安营毁坏那地的农作物直到加萨没有给以色列留下食物他们的牛羊驴也没有留下
Verse 5 For they would come up to with their livestock and their tents and they would come like locusts in number both they and their camel could not be counted so that they laid waste the land as they came in
第五节说因为那些人带着他们的牲畜和帐篷上来像蝗虫那样多人和骆驼也无数都进入境内毁坏全地
This verse tells us
这段经文告诉我们
The Amalekites came to destroy to steal and to kill
所以这些亚玛力人就好像仇敌一样他们来偷取杀戮和毁坏的工作
Not only does Israelites grow their crops but they get eaten by their animals
所以不光他们
By the Amalekites.
那些就是以色列百姓他们种了一些庄稼没有收成不说他们还被那些亚玛力人他们毁坏了
In other words, the enemy steal from them
就仇敌来偷取他们的东西
destroy from them
毁坏他们的东西
and kill everything they've got
并且杀戮他们所有的一切动物人
so that the land it says there lay waste
所以这里说他们的全地都被毁坏了
The enemy wants Israel to be totally enslaved.
这是仇敌想让以色列陷入到完全被掳的状态。
Living in hunger.
在饥饿当中。
Cannot build any success.
不可以，没有不能经历任何的成功和丰盛。
And completely destroy the land.
然后让这个地完全被摧毁。
You see, that's what the devil wants to do to us.
这也是仇敌想在你我生命中想做的工作。
Amen.He does not want you to know that he is trying to destroy your family and my family.
仇敌不想让我们知道觉察说他想要毁坏你我的家庭。
Doesn't want...
Is it too loud?
No, it's popping.
Oh, okay.
And so the enemy does not wants to remain invisible.
仇敌想对我们来说是好像看不见了。
Because the best way...To attack you in your life is to stay invisible.
那么攻击我们最好的方式呢，就是好像隐身看不见一样。
So you think it's your boss attacking you?
可能你觉得是你的老板在攻击你。
You think it's your wife attacking you?
你觉得是你的妻子在攻击你。
You think it's the government attacking you?
你觉得是政府在敌对你。
You think it's your neighbor?
或者你说觉得是你的邻居在攻击你。
How do you know it's the devil?
但是我们如何知道是仇敌在攻击我们呢？
It happens over and over and over again.
因为可能这样的情况是不断循环、不断的发生。
The same problem year after year.
同一个问题年复一年的发生。
Don't seem to ever get out.
好像永远从这个圈子里面绕不出
来。And because of that problem,
也是因为这个问题呢。
You don't move on.
我们阻止我们继续的前进。
The enemy steals your destiny.
仇敌的偷取你的目的地
takes away your possessions,
把你所有的拥有的一切的都毁坏偷取
destroys your relationships,
也会破坏了你的关系
but then we say, oh, that's fact of life.
然后我们可能就好像去接受这个事实
we give it a logical explanation.
我们尝试用理性来解释我们经历的一
切 even churches today, they do not believe the devil is alive.
可能就像现在很多教会他们都不相信仇敌是实实在存在的
There is the enemy
确实有魔鬼的存在
There are devils
确实 有仇敌有魔鬼
They will not engage you They will not let you know they're there
就好像他不会让你觉察他存在一样
Except
除了一个
When you draw close to God
当我们去亲近神的时候
When you come close to holiness
当我们接近圣洁的时候
then you begin to see the darkness.
然后我们就会看到黑暗
Amen. You know, the other day I was looking for a white shirt.
有一天我在 找一件白色的衬
衫 Because I needed to go to a reception.
因为我要出席一个会议
My white shirt looks white. The shirt that I had looked white.
就是我穿的那个衬衫呢很白
Until I compare it to really white.
就是我跟那种真的很白净的那个衬衫相比的时候
Amen. Then my shirt was more yellowy.
然后我才发现原来我那个我觉得白的衬衫其实有点泛黄了
But before that I couldn't tell it was not white.
但是在那之前我看不出它其实不是很白
See until you draw closer to God you don't realize what you got is not from God. You don't realize it is the enemy.
所以只有当我除非我们亲近神我们不会觉察到我们所拥有的东西其实不是这么圣洁的
It's like sometimes we think we're coming to church It's sometimes we think we are drawing close to God No, what you have is religion
很多时候我们觉得我们来教会就是已经在亲近神了但是我们殊不知我们有的只是一个宗教的一个形式
Religion is of the devil
我们知道就是宗教的灵是从魔鬼来的
It sounds like God It feels like God But it is not God It is religion
看上去听上去好像是从神来的但是其实是从仇敌而来的
That's why the Pharisees had a religion
就是那些法利赛人他们是很宗教的
They did not realize they had a religion until they met Jesus
他们这些法利赛人在见到耶稣之前他们都没有意识到他们有的是宗教的灵
Then Nicodemus start asking questions
尼古底母开始问主问题
The Pharisees always had the answers
那个法利赛人他们总是好像有所有问题的答案。
But somebody who realizes what I have is religion starts asking questions.
但是尼哥底母他是一个开始意识到他所拥有的是宗教的灵的时候，他就开始问主问题了。
You see, Paul is a Pharisee.
那么保罗以前也是法利赛人。
He never had any questions.
他之前从来没有任何问题。
Until he met Jesus.
直到他遇到主之后。
What did he say?
那个时候他说对主说什么
Who are you, Lord?
他说主啊你是谁
He started asking questions.
他开始问问题
Religious people do not ask questions. They give answers.
那么那些宗教的那些人呢他们不会问问题他们只是给出答案
Because they know it.
他们觉得自己都知道全部
They know exactly what your problems are.
他们非常清楚你的问题是
They always have a solution.
他们总是有一个问题的答案
And that solution is often judgmental.
但是他们的问题他们的方法常常是有论断性的
方法 When you listen to religious counsel, it makes you feel worse.
但我们听到那种宗教性的那种辅导的时候会让你觉得很更糟糕
But when you come to God,
但是我们来到神面前的时候
He's kind.
神是良善的神
Merciful.
神是怜悯的神
He sets you free.
他会让你得真正自由
Amen.
Amen.
Our Jesus is worthy of our praise.
我们的主是配得我们的赞美的
And so the Midianites were oppressing Israel.
所以我们看到那个米甸人他们是在欺压以色列百姓
And so in verse 6 Now, verse 6 and then Yes, verse 6. And Israel was brought very low because of the Midians. And the people of Israel cried out for help to the Lord.
这里第六节讲，以色列呢，因米甸的缘故就极其的穷乏，所以以色列人就呼求耶和华。
Things began to change.
所以这里事情开始发生改变。
When Israel became humble.
当以色列他们不得不自卑的来到神面前。
Things will change in your life when you begin to realize.
当事情，就是当我们开始意识到问题的时候。
When you are humble.
当我们开始谦卑我们自己来到神面
前。I need
God. 意识到我们需要神的时候。
Someone who doesn't need God, nothing changes.
当我们觉得我们不需要神的时候，不会发生任何的改变。
All you're doing, you're waiting for the enemy to destroy you.
那么其实你等的就是仇敌来完全的击败你。
Amen. I've seen so many successful people completely destroyed in other parts of their lives because they thought with money they got all the answers.
我遇到过很多成功的人，有钱人，他们的生活的其他方面经历了完全的摧毁，因为他们觉得说他们有钱可以做到任何事情。
I had a friend who said to me,
我有个朋友曾经这样对我说，
I will give you all my millions of pounds to swap with your family.
他说我愿意把我的万贯身财都给你，然后给你交换你的家庭。
I said, go on, let's do it.
说，我说好吧，那我们来做交换吧。
Because he has a lot of money.
因为他真的很有钱。
He lives in a very nice 5-bedroom detached house that looks like a hotel.
他住的是那种大豪宅，好像酒店一样。
He says every time when I go home,
他说每次我回家的时候，
I have nobody to greet me.
他说我们都没有人来迎接我。
Amen. That's why I like traveling.
他说为这是为什么我总是喜欢
不断的去旅行。Because when I go home.I don't go to home, I go to a house.
他说我好像回家都不是家的感觉，只是回到一个房子。
He said, but when you go home, you have a wife and children looking forward to meet, greet you.
他说但是对你来说你回家，你知道有你的妻儿在那边迎接你，等待
你回来。I may not have a house like him, but I have a home.
但是我可能没有像他这样的大豪宅，但是我有一个家。
Amen?
Amen.
So who is successful?
所以谁是更成功的呢？
You understand, brothers and sisters?
大家明白吗？
Until we realize I need a home.
直到我们意识到我们真的很需要一个家的时候，
We don't really know what to ask God for.
真的，我们就不知道说跟神要求什么。
We don't even know what we truly need.
因为我们都不知道我们真正的需要是什么。
All we know is we're not happy.
我们只知道我们好像真的不是很开心。
And we just feel tired every day.
好像每天都觉得很疲乏。
Amen.You know, when we were young, we thought the more money we make, the happier we become. The more, but the thing is, it turns out the more money we make, the more tired we become.
在我们年轻的时候，我们觉得我们越有钱呢，我们就越开心。但是事实是我们越有钱，我们人越消沉。
Because what you need is not only money. We do need money, but what you need is also God.
其实我们不只是需要钱，我们更需要的是我们神在我们生命
中。Because God knows what you truly need.
因为只有神知道我们真正的需求。
God knows.The husband that you truly need.
神知道我们，我们真正所需要丈夫是哪个。
Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters, without God, we don't really know what we truly need.
所以真的是没有认识神，我们也不知道我们真正的需要是什么。
It's verse 10. It says here, and I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not fear the gods of Amorites.In whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed you obey my voice.
第十节，我对你们说，我是耶和华你们的神。你们住在亚摩利人的地，不可敬畏他们的神明，但你们却不听从我的话。
So the beginning of Israel's deliverance was when they cried out to God.
所以神真的开始搭救以色列的事，当他们谦卑自己来到神面前的时候。
What we then now see in the next verses is the process of deliverance.
在我们接下来看的几段经文呢，就会看到神开始他的施行拯救。
Need you to pay attention.
然后我要大家专心看这里。
This is how you're going to get out of your problem.
这也是我们如何来从我们的问题当中逃离出来。
If you find that everything is against you.
如果你觉得你 周围的环境都很针对你的时候
The first thing you do is cry out to God.
那么第一件要做的事情就是来呼求神
Okay, and then the next few verses we'll look out how God delivers a person.
然后我们接下来 几节经文来看神如何来搭救我们
Here he delivers a nation.
这是神如何来拯救一个 国度
First God says to them, don't be afraid.
那第一神对他们说你们不要惧
Go back to verse 10.
神对他们说：“你们不要惧怕。”
First thing you need to know, don't be afraid of the devil.
那么第一件事我们要知道，不要去惧怕我们的仇敌。
Amen. Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕我们的仇敌。
Because how are you going to defeat the devil when you are afraid of him?
如果当我们的很害怕我们的仇敌的时候，我们如何来击败他们呢
？That's why he said, "You shall not fear the gods of Amorites."
所以这里神对他们说：“你不要敬畏那些亚摩利人的神。”
Don't be afraid of the gods of this world.
你不要惧怕这个世界的神。
Because they are telling you, if you don't, your children don't have a good education, they'll end up with no jobs.
可能这个世界常常告诉我们，如果你的孩子没有好的教育、没有学历的话，那么他们不可能找到任何工作。
If you don't have a good job, you don't have a good successful business, you're not going to be able to retire.
那么如果你没有好的工作没有好的生意你不可能你可能退休都退休不了
So many gods will tell you If you don't worship me You will lack
这种所有很多的神会告诉我们如果你不敬畏我的话那么你就会有缺乏
That's why the gods of this world Uses advertising To tell you You lack this You need me
所以这世界上的神用各样的那广告来告诉我们我们给我们洗脑说如果你需要这个你要来到我面前你缺乏你要来寻求我
And if you ignore it, fear
如果你忽略这样的事情的话你里面就会有好像恐惧
God is saying to you, don't be afraid
神在对我们说不要去敬畏
Don't be afraid of what the world is telling you
不要惧怕这个世界尝试要告诉你的话
Don't be afraid of what people tell you
也不要去惧怕周围的人告诉你的话
Especially Christians
可能
backsliding Christians, religious Christians.
特别是那些很宗教的那些，反正他们生命已经已倒退了。那基督徒他们给你说的话
，because sometimes what they say could bring fear in your heart.
因为很多时候他们给你一些建议，会带来很多的惧怕在你的里面。
And parents,
而且做父母的
，don't put fear in your children's hearts.
我们一定不要在我们的孩子生命当中带来惧怕。
They don't need the best grades.
他们也不需要要达到最好的成绩。
They don't have to go to Cambridge and Oxford.
他们不是每个孩子都要去到牛津或剑桥读
着名校。They don't need 3A stars.
他们也不需要拿三个 A 加。
To be successful in life.
他们不需要拿到三个 A 加才可以作为生命中成功。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let your children tell them.
告诉你的孩子。
If you do well at school,And college, well done.
如果你们在学校里面成绩很优秀，那真的很好。
Instead, tell them your success in life is whether you have God.
反而我们要告诉他们，你们生命中成不成功，取决于你的生命
中有没有神。It is the word of God, God's word, that will make you successful.
反而是神的话语在你们生命中有起效果，让你成功。
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't believe it.Let your children become 40 and 50 year old and they realize that their education has not helped them at all.
如果你不相信我的话，等你的孩子到40岁、50岁的时候，让他们意识到，其实他们的学历真的不能帮什么东西。
Hallelujah. I'm nearly 60.
我快60岁了。牧师快60岁了。
I wish my pastor told me this.
我希望我真的很真的是希望我以前的牧师告诉我这些。
Amen.You form an experienced man.
是以我自己的经验之谈。
You see, don't be afraid.
我们一定不要惧怕。
And what he's saying is, obey my word.
他说你们要听从我的话。
That's the key.
这是关键。
Don't be afraid.
第一，不要惧怕。
Obey God's word.
然后听从神的话。
You see, what Israel didn't do was obey.
那么以色列他们之前没有做就是没有去顺服神
The root of your problem The root of the problem of Israel Is that we don't listen to God
那么作为问题的那个根源就是因为他们没有听从
神的话 Because we don't believe the word of God Is relevant to us
因为他们不觉得神的好像神的话跟我们的生命息息相关
The older I get The more I realize I need to know the word of God inside out Because my problems are solved If I understood what the word of God says
这我年纪越大，我就明白，我们真的是非常需要彻彻底底的明白神的话语，因为我们所有的问题答案就在主的话语当中。
And if I apply it, it works.
如果我来我的问题生活当中来运用神的话语，就行得通。
Obey God's voice.
要听从神的声音。
Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕。
You see, the problem with the Midianites, you notice the devils were attacking. They were attacking their crops. The animals.
所以当时以色列他们面对的问题就是那些米甸人来攻击他们的庄稼，来
攻击他们的牲畜。
So
what were the gods of the Amorite?
所以那个亚玛利人他们的神明是什么呢？
His name is called Baal.
他们所拜的偶像是叫巴利。
Baal is the god of what? Rain and crops and animals.
所以他们那个时候他们所拜的那个神明就管雨水和那些庄稼收成。
Amen.The very thing that the Israel decided, are we going to worship Baal? Because he will prosper our land. He will give us crops. He will make everything fertile. Opposite happened.
所以就是他们想让以色列人觉得说，如果我们敬拜这个巴利的话，他降雨水赐给我们丰收和丰收成的话，但是他们相反的事情发生了。
Why did the Israelites worship Baal?
为什么那个以色列人当时他们拜那个巴利偶像呢？
Because they were afraid.
因为他们很害怕。
Because if we don't worship this God, our crops won't grow, our animals won't be fertile.
所以他说他们很害怕，如果他们不拜这个神的话，他们的庄稼也没有收成，他们的动物也不会昌盛。
God therefore said to them, "Don't be afraid."
但是神在对他们说，你们不要去敬畏这些神明。
Don't be afraid of what the world tells you.
不要去害怕这个世界常识告诉你。
I am your provider.
我是你的供应者。
I am the one that gives you rain.
我是那个赐雨水的神。
I am the one that makes your business prosper.
我是那个让你的生意丰昌盛的人。
Not your MBA.
不是你的 MBA 的那个学位。
Not your education.
也不是你的学历。
They help.
是他们会帮助你。
But they don't guarantee success.
但是你的学历不能保证你成
功。You can study rain as much as you like, but you can't make the sky rain.
你可能尽你所能去研究这个雨水的问题，但是你没有能力让这个水降
下来。You can be the best biological scientist, but you can't make your crop grow.
你可以是农作物的那种方面的专家，但是你不能让你的庄稼来生长和收成。
But Israel needs to learn it is not Baal that does anything; it is God.
所以以色列他们需要知道，不是巴利来赐给他们丰盛，而是神耶和华神来帮助
他们。The God that they abandoned.
是他们所离弃的那个神。
Amen.
Amen.
So the first thing is, don't be afraid. Obey God's word.
所以第一点，我们不要去敬畏那些偶像，我们要听从神的话。
Secondly, in verse 12, it says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him, and said to Gideon, 'The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor.'"
然后十二节，耶和华的使者向基甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。”
If you read the scripture, chapter 6.Gideon was not a man of valor.
如果我们读第六章之前，知道说基甸他并不是一个大能的勇士。
He was a coward.
他是一个胆小鬼。
Exactly the opposite.
他完全是神所说的这个大能的勇士的相反的一面。
But how come the angel was lying?
那为什么这个神的使者要撒谎呢？
No, he wasn't lying. He's telling the truth.
他其实并没有撒谎，他在说这个事实。
You see, the world says to Gideon, "You are a coward."
就好像这个世界告诉基甸，你是个胆小鬼。
Yeah, the world will say to you, to your children, 没有用的东西，啊，蠢得个猪，
蠢得像猪一样。
That's what the world will say to you.
这就是那个世界不断告诉我们一些负面的言语。
你读书没用，蠢得个猪，第时做生意了。
你读书没用，以后真的是什么都做不了。
And we good at prophesying.
我们很厉害，讲一些预言，不好的预言哦。
Amen. And then one day, your children live in fear.
那到后来，真的是你孩子就很惧怕。
My parents say, if I don't 读书 if I my education bad, I'm going to be a beggar.
因为他们会相信说，哦，父母曾经跟我讲，如果不好读书，以后我就去讨口，去做乞丐。
So the second thing is, you need to know your identity.
第二点是我们必须要知道我们真实的身份。
Who you are?
我们是谁
？You are not a poor man. You are a rich man.
我们不是贫穷的人，我们是富有的人。
Amen. Whatever the devil tells you, the opposite is true.
不管仇敌告诉我们什么，其实是相反的事才是真理。
Why does the devil attack you?
为什么仇敌要攻击你呢
？Because you are worth attacking.
就说明你是有价值被攻击的。
Because you are a threat to him.
因为你对仇敌是有攻击性的。
Because if you become the person that God called you to be, the devil's in trouble.
因为如果你成为了神呼召你要成为的那个样式的话，那么对仇敌是很大一个威胁。
Amen.
Amen.
The reason why the devil attack you is because you are famous in hell.
为什么那个仇敌要攻击你？是因为你的地狱里面很有名。
Hell is talking about you.
因为地狱都在谈论你。
They know that if you walk in your destiny, hell is going to be empty.
他们知道，如果你行在你的神的呼召当中，那么地狱就空荡无人了。
Let's be famous in hell.
让我们在地狱里面变得很出名，好不好
？Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because they know if Gideon really believes that he's a man of courage.Then hell is in trouble.
因为如果基甸他真的相信他是那个大能者的话，勇士的话
，The Midianites are in trouble.
那么那些米甸人就有麻烦了。
Amen.
Amen.
That's what brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，You'll be amazed of who you are.
你会真的是要为你真实的身份去惊叹。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Second means why we need to know who we are.
第二点，我们需要知道我们真实的身份。
And then verse 13 says, Gideon said to him, Please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his wonderful deeds that our father recount to us saying?
然后13节基甸就对他说主啊请容许我说耶和华若与我们同在我们怎么会遭遇这一切事呢我们的列主告诉我们
Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of the Midian.
他这里说耶和华领我们从埃及上来他那奇妙的作为在哪里呢现在耶和华已经丢弃我们把我们交在米甸人的手掌中。
Here is Gideon. He sees an angel.
这是基甸他面前站着耶和华的使者。
What would happen if you saw an angel?
如果我们面前站着一个天使会怎么样反应
Would you be encouraged?
你会很有胆量吗
No, Gideon said, depressed.
基甸就非常的压抑哦。
Oh no, if God really is with us, then why are all these things happening?
然后他很消极说如果神真的与我们同在为什么会遭遇这样的事情呢
And that's what we Christians do all the time.
这是我们常常我们基督徒的一个状态。
Oh, if God really loves me, why is this happening to me? Why is that happening to me?
我们会说神如果真的爱我为什么会让这些事情发生为什么让我们经历这些光景呢
There are things that got nothing to do with you.That is happening to you, and you don't understand it.
很多时候，在我们生命中发生的事情，并不是跟我们有关，或者是都不是因为我们的缘故。
God never asks you to understand your situation.
可能时候神会让我们明白我们的光景。
God asks you to have faith in Him.
神要我们不一定要明白，但是要我们有信心。
So thirdly, we need to get over our disappointment.
第三点就是我们需要从我们的失望当中胜过来。
You have to overlook. You have to.Come to terms with your present situation and the past. Don't be disappointed with God.
所以就不管我们过去或者现在的经历，我们都不要对神失望。
So, how do I go about bringing myself from doubt into faith?
我如何把自己处在一种很疑惑的状态，进入到一种有信心的状态呢
？And so the next couple of verses give you the answer. Verse 25. That night the Lord said to him, "Take your father's bull." And second bull, 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal, and your father has, and cut down the Asherah that is beside it.
然后25节，那夜耶和华就对基甸说：“你要把你父亲的公牛，就是那七岁的第二头公牛取来，并拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛，砍下坛旁的亚舍拉。”
You see, Gideon has just demonstrated that his mind is being captured.
那么基甸其实看到他的意念是被被掳的
It is a stronghold.
是有一个捆绑在那边
Even when he saw an angel, he thinks negative.
就算他在他面前的是一个天使他的思想也是很消极负面的
As a Christian, we know God is good.
作为基督徒可能我们头脑里面知道神是良善的
We know God loves us.
我们也知道神爱我们
We know God is able.
我们知道神有能力
Because if you come to this church often, you hear me that God is good.
如果我们经常来我们教会聚会，你知道我常常会这样讲：神爱我们，我们知道神爱我，因为他是良善的神。
But if we can't accept that, therefore there is a stronghold.
如果我们不能接受这样的真理的话，那
The enemy has built an altar.
那我们的头脑当中有这样的捆绑。
He has taken the place of God.
就是这样子神仇敌代替了神。
Every time when you think about your life, you're gripped with fear.
每次我们想起我们的生命的时候，都充满了恐惧。
You don't know what to think about tomorrow.
你不敢为明天去思考。
You're fearful.
你非常的害怕。
There is an altar.
你心中有这个坛。
So what do you do?
那我们做什么呢？
You tear it down.
我们需要拆毁。
You acknowledge there is such an altar.
如果我们承认我们心中有这样的一个营垒，有个坛在那边，
It's keeping you away from God.
来拦阻我们来更加的亲近神。
Because no matter how you try to believe, you can't.
因为不管你多么想相信，你都很难去相信神。
You have no faith.
你没有这个信心。
Even though you heard that God is good.
尽管你听到，你知道神是好的神。
You can't believe.
但是你还是很难去相信他。
Therefore, you need to tear it down.
那就是我们必须要拆毁我们心中的这个祭坛，这个坛。
How do we tear it down?
我们如何拆毁呢？
You tear it down by building another altar.
我们借着来建另外一座坛来，以致来拆毁这个坛。
And build an altar to the Lord your God on top of the stronghold here, with stones laid in due order. Then take the second bull and offer it as a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah that you shall
这里二十六节说，在这个堡垒顶上整整齐齐的为耶和华你的神筑一座坛，将第二头公牛献为燔祭，用你所砍下来的亚瑟拉当柴。
What God is, what this is saying is this: the very thing that holds you back.
这里告诉我们，那些尝试来捆绑我们、束缚我们的东西，
is a stronghold.
这个是个营垒。
And that stronghold is a giant.
那么这个营垒好像在我生命中一个巨人一样。
Here is portrayed as an altar.
这里就好像一个祭坛的一个样式。
So what did God do?
那么神让我们做什么呢？
Tell him, first of all, tear it down.
首先要拆毁这个坛。
And then build on top of it.
然后在这个被拆毁的坛上面再筑一座坛。
Not build elsewhere.
不是在其他地方。
Build on top of it.
是在同一个地方建另外一座坛。
An altar before God.
那么是在神面前的一座坛。
So in practical terms, if you are gripped by fear.
那么这实际怎么操作？就是如果我们有这个惧怕。
If the giant is a fear.
如果你的巨人是惧怕的话。
If the altar is fear.
如果你之前的这个捆绑营垒是惧怕的话，
saying, tear it down,
神说我们要拆毁这个惧怕，
destroy it.
我们要击破。
So therefore, don't run away from your giant. Run towards your giant. Destroy it.
所以我们不要逃离我们的巨人，而要跑向我们的巨人。
But don't stop there.
但是并不是就停在那边了。
Build on top of it.
在拆毁了这个巨人之后，我们在同一个地方再建一柱
坛，
再一次加强加固。
Amen. What I mean by is, if you destroy that fear in your life,
我的意思说，如果我们摧毁了我们生命中的惧怕的话，
that's not the end of it.
这并不是工作结束了。
You keep on slaughtering the same fear. Keep on building faith on top of it.
我们要继续的去击打这个惧怕。那么在惧怕之上，我们要建立我们的信心。
It works.
行得通的。
Because that's how you restore.
这是我们如何来恢复。
Once you build the altar,
当我们建立了这座坛的时候，
then God can go into action.
神会进入实际的工作。
Amen. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen.
在之前呢，不会发生任何事情。
Until you build the altar.
直到我们自己筑了这座坛之后，
nothing will have change.
在这之前不会有任何的事情改变。
Until you learn to go to your secret place.In somewhere in your house, where you spend time praying.
直到我们意识到我们需要来到我们那个秘密隐秘处来寻求神跟神祷告。
What do you do?
我们要做什么呢？
You kneel down.
你跪下。
Or you sit down.
或者你坐下。
What do you say?
那么你说什么？
主啊。
Dear Lord.
求你救我。
Please help me.
求你祝福我。
Please bless me.
Amen. 帮助我。
Help me, Lord.
How difficult is that?
是不是很简单？
I'm telling you, when God got me to tear down an altar for months and months, this is my only prayer.
当我神要拆毁我生命中一些祭坛的时候，这就是我的祷告。
主啊，救我。
Lord, help me.
主啊，救我。
Lord, save me.
An hour later, 主啊，救我。
那么又过了一个小时，我还继续这样讲。
And then another hour later.
Now,
主啊，求你救我。
那么，一个小时之后，我还是重复这样不断的祷告。
Later, 真的救我。
那我在不断重复这样一个祷告跟神求、
yeah.
神求来救我
and then the next day
然后第二天
坐下跪下
跪下也好 kneel down or bow or sit down
主啊救我
same prayers Lord save me、
next、
Lord help me
主啊真的救我
so you can repeat the same prayers
one month two months three months four months five months six months and carry on
可能一个月两个月三个月这样每个不断的持续下去
tearing down the altar
不断的去拆毁那个坛
slaughtering the giant
不断的去击打我们的巨人
each time faith each one stones of faith are built on the new altar
这个信心的磐石基石、哦、就建在这个之前这个拆毁的祭坛上面
and then breakthrough
然后接着会经历一个突破
what happened when breakthrough
当突破 来到的时候
you get up,
然后你就站起来
you wash your face,
然后去把自己脸洗干净
赞美主
开始开声举手来赞美神
How difficult is that kind of prayer?
这样的祷告其实不是很难不是吗
God help me
就是不断的呼求说神啊求你来搭救我
Help me Lord
来救我主
Help me Lord
来求你来救我
Help me Lord
就来呼求神
Help me Lord
主啊求你来救我
I must have said those words thousands and thousands and thousands of times
我觉得我好像自己好像说了上成千上万次这样的一个祷告词
Help me Lord
不断的跟神呼求说神来救我
me,
来帮助我主
Help me Lord And each time faith is built
每次这样一点点做的时候我的信心也一点一点的加添
Then comes God
然后神介入
His action.
神实施拯救。
We see God's action begins. He himself now takes over.
然后看到神他们介入，神亲自来接手一切。
In your home, you built an altar.
因为在我们的家中，我们建立了这样一座坛。
God comes down.
神来亲自的来到。
Because he's welcome in your home.
因为他在你家中是被欢迎的。
是你告诉是你求我吗？帮助你吗？去救你吗？ Yeah. He's got permission.
因为我们给神这样的许可，来我们让神来帮助我们。
He now got permission.
因为神得到了我们的许可。
Then he says, "Okay, done."
然后神说：“好的，那我来了。
”And then what happened? He delivers you quickly.
然后接下来发生事情，就神会很快的来搭救你。
Suddenly,
很突然的。
One phone call.
可能一个电话。
One email.
一个电邮。
Changes your life.
就完全的给你改变了一切。
God is a God of the next second.
神对
The next second could change your life.
神对于神来说改变一切真的是很快
Because 一指之间 you need to be there. Because you've been waiting upon God.
因为你一直在等候神。
And when God is in action, you are waiting.
因为当神在做事之前你一直
等待。But if you are not waiting, if you are not faithful, you could miss it.
但是如果你不等候你不忠诚的等候神的话你可能会错过这样的事情那么对于基甸来说发生什么事情呢
We read in verse 34
然后我们看34节
And we read it in amplified version
然后我们看扩充版
But the spirit of God clothed Gideon with himself and took possession of him and he blew the trumpet the clan of Abiezer was gathered to him.
这里说耶和华的灵就降在基甸身上他吹角亚比以谢族就聚集跟随他。
Let me ask you, who went to war?
我问大家一个问题是到底谁去征战
who blew the trumpet?
是谁吹那个号角
Was it Gideon?
是基甸吗
Or was it the Holy Spirit?
还是圣灵呢
It is the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵吹这个角
Because the reason why it is amplified translation, all the other translations say Holy Spirit came upon Gideon. In Hebrew, it's not come upon Hebrew. The Hebrew says he wore Gideon like clothes.
所以很多其他的版本都说耶和华的灵降在基甸身上，但是这个扩充版的这里很清楚讲说是好像衣裳来围绕他围住基甸。
Why is this important?
为什么这个很重要呢
？Because we cannot deliver ourselves by our own mind.
因为我们不能靠我们自己的意念来帮助我们自己。
We need the Holy Spirit to do it.
我们需要圣灵的介入帮助我
们。So how does the Holy Spirit do it?
圣灵怎么做呢？
He becomes you.
他成为你。
That's why your deliverance looks like your idea.
所以你那种拯救好像是感觉是你的想法。
It looks like Gideon is doing it.
感觉好像是基甸他自己的做
这个事情。It looks like Gideon is blowing the trumpet.
好像是基甸在吹角。
No, but after months of prayer, you realize I cannot do it, Lord.
但是你知道说经过几个月的等候寻求神你知道你自己做不到
I need your help.
你知道我们需要神的帮助
You see, if you prayed months and months Lord help me
如果你花几个月的时间跟神祷告说神啊我需要帮助
And then God delivers you
当之后神真的是救了你之后
Would you be saying And I'm not good Wow, look at me I'm so clever
然后你在那之后你会觉得说哦我自己是不是很厉害呀？你看我多聪明啊
！No, you will be saying thank you, Lord.
你会在那之后，你会大大的感谢神，说神，谢谢你，谢谢你帮助我。
Because his help could look like your own ideas.
因为他给你的帮助可能看似是你自己的一些想法。
His help could come from another person.
因为他给你的帮助可能是从另外一个人身上来的。
Often God's help looks like natural.
很多时候神给我们的帮助看似很自然发生的。
But all it is the Holy Spirit in disguise.
这其实这一切都是圣灵一个伪装。
You see, when the Holy Spirit clothed himself with Gideon, isn't it the same as putting Gideon's face on, putting his clothes on, looking like Gideon, but it is not Gideon.
当这里说圣耶和华的灵他包裹基甸的时候，就好像他戴上了基甸的那个面具一样。
Notice it says took possession of him.
这里是他完全的占有了他。
God can't even trust Gideon.
就是是。好像神完全不信任基甸一样
The mighty man of Allah
这个大能的勇士啊
You see, God might say You know, Betty The woman of courage But God won't trust her
就好像神对 Betty 说是好像有信心的女子但是可能神好像不能完全信她
takes hold of her
就好像他完全的去掌控她
puts her face on himself
就好像圣灵伪装成她的样子
and wears her body
然后 借用他的身体
and clothes.
然后 穿戴着他
and then Betty becomes a different person.
然后 Betty 成为另外一个人的样式
It looks like Betty.
看上去是 Betty 他自己
It feels like Betty.
感觉也是 Betty.
But it is the Holy Spirit.
但是我们知道是圣灵
who's taking control.
是圣灵的完全掌管
Why did this happen?
为什么这个发生呢
It's because Gideon built an altar.
是因为基甸听神的话建了这座坛
Amen. Amen. If you're dealing with fear as your giant
如果你在面对这个处理这个恐惧的巨人的话那么要拆毁它
How do you tear it down?
如何的拆毁这个祭坛呢
You just pray God help me God help me Please help me Please help me Each time when you pray On one hand it's getting torn down On the other hand faith is built on top of it
所以我们就不断地来到神面前来呼求神求神来帮助我们搭救我们
So remember this,
一只手来拆毁那个坛
remember
另外一只手
this action
记住这个动作一边拆毁一只手拆毁另外一边就加
Tear down build Tear down build
一边是拆毁一边是在建坛
And when your altar is built
当我们的坛最后建立起来的时候
God's Holy Spirit comes down
然后神的灵就会降临
Put you on him
然后把你穿戴在他身上
And that's how Israel was delivered.
这就是以色列百姓如何被神所搭救的
Amen. We can learn This is how God will do it for you
这是我们可以学习因为这也是神可以来搭救我们的方法
There is nothing impossible
对来神来说没有不能成的事情
What's missing is an altar
我们所缺少的就是这个坛
Tear down the old fearful altar and Put down an altar of faith
我们把这个惧怕的祭坛拆毁然后建立这个信心的坛
Let's pray
让我们一起祷告
God we thank you
神啊，我们感谢你。
That we, Lord, without you, nothing can be done.
主啊，我们离开了你，我们什么都做不了。
Lord, we need you.
主，我们需要你。
We need you to put faith into us.
我们需要你赐给我们信心。
We need you to build an altar.
我们需要你来为我们帮我们建立这个祭坛。
Come, Lord.
主啊，求你来。
Pray that you come to our people.
祷告你来到我们的当中。
And today, help all of us.
主求你今天帮助我们所有人
who are in need,
我们所有有需要的人
not to be afraid,
让我们不要惧怕
tear down the fear,
让我们拆毁这样惧怕
and build an altar,
让我们建立一个祭坛
to allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
来允许圣灵可以住在我们的里面。
To let him take control.
让圣灵完全的掌控一切。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢你主。
Let your miracles be done in our lives.
主愿你的神迹来发生在我们生命当中。我们需要你的帮助。
We need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
Brothers and sisters, do you have a need?
弟兄姊妹们，如果你们有需要的需求的话。
You know your stronghold.
你知道你生命中的营垒是在哪里。
What is your giant?
你知道你生命中的巨人是什么？你知道你很想逃离的事情是什么？
Let's face it.
但今天我们来面对这样的问题。
Build your altar at home.
让我们在家中建立这样一个祭坛。
Come before God.
来到神面前。
And ask for his help.
来求神来帮助你。
Wait upon him.
我们也来等候主。
Seek after his face.
寻求他的面。
Let him come down.
愿神降临在我们当中。
Let the Holy Spirit manifest himself.
让圣灵来彰显他自己。
Let him give you the grace.
让圣灵来带给我们有这样的突破。
All you need to do.
我们需要做的。
Is to spend time.
就是我们需要花时间。
Just pray.
来到神面前祷告。
Oh God.
哦，亲爱的主。
Help.
帮助我。
Oh Lord, you love me.
主，我知道你爱我。
I am not an orphan.
主，我知道我不是孤儿。
好，
帮助我。
好，
帮助我，主。
帮助我了，帮助我，主啊，帮助我。
Slow.
帮助我，帮助我。Hallelujah. Let's stand.
让我们站立起来。
献上生命。给最爱的耶稣，完全顺服，完全降服，因你恩典使我得以侍奉你，你的宣教没有怀疑，
献上圣。
上生命给最爱的耶稣，完全顺服，完全降服，因你恩典使我得以释放你，你的圣 随你，我的生命献给你，每次。
愿你的荣耀，
愿你的荣耀，
主祝福我们每一个家庭。
Bless every couple.
祝福每一个夫妻。
Bless every person.
祝福我们这里每一个人。
May we, O God, acknowledge that you are King.
主，我们尊崇你是王。
That you are in charge of our lives.
主，你是完全掌管我们的生命。
Just pray your blessing over us.
主，祷告你的祝福临到我们的生命。
Lord bless you and keep you.
耶和华祝福你，耶和华必保守你。
Lord, make His face shine upon you.
耶和华必以脸光照你。
And be gracious to you.
必以恩典待你。
The Lord lift up His countenance to you.
耶和华必向你仰脸。
And will give you peace.
奠定他的平安与你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
需要祷告，坐来。
大家如果需要祷告，请。